Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, everybody. Big world, fair blue sky.
It is a blue sky day.
You want me to close some of my Shakespearean?
Yeah, I just want to say, wait a minute, before you start. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to say my cohort in crime, Daddy P, called me earlier and he was quoting Shakespeare and he nearly caused an accident, as which I was laughing so hard coffee was coming out my nose and I nearly wrecked my truck. So I just
well, you see, it hurts me because you were laughing at something that was so serious.
I don't understand why you want to be a redneck Shakespearean. Well, it don't come out right, Alan. It just don't come out right. I'm sorry.
It does. I mean,
me and you can't do hark, hark, wherefore unto thou art come. We can't. No,
well, the way I heard it was hark, hark, y'all, get over here. That's the way I heard. Listen, I'm going to mess around and try to get a shot to get rid of folks like me and you from the World Health Organization, looks like.
Yes, that's exactly right.
It says America sure. bows yeah. to globalism.
Yeah.
New treaty will make U.S. Obligated to WHO policies, World Health Organization. Little paragraph, the Biden administration, it appears, unless stopped immediately, is teeing up America to make it easy for the Chinese Communist Party to defeat it and other nations through biological warfare.
Mm-hmm.
The World Health Organization, the organization that has unhesitantly been doing China's bidding during the COVID pandemic, is reportedly now planning to orchestrate a massive new power grab to internationally control the response to any further global pandemic. The plan is apparently to make the health of Americans dependent on the whims of China, which is both actively seeking to displace the U.S. world's leading superpower and has 4 years been working on new means of biowarfare. It is a plan that is being voted on next week. Next week, Mr. Jeffrey Rowland. Next week.
Yes. Yes.
Congress and the American public need to fight this.
Quickly. Yes.
So
I want to fight. I want to fight.
There you go. Here comes another fighter from the.
I want to fight.
There's Jason Barr. Jason Barr.
Jason, do millennials fight or they just get a joystick and try to remove it?
They're more slappers. Little slaps, you know. Slaps.
Slappers,
right? Yeah, little slaps, you know.
Millennials do, Alan? What millennials do is they stand up and they say, hark, hark.
Hark, hark, there's a fly in my ointment.
Hey, Alan. Seriousness of what you just read cannot be overstated, and no one's talking about it. We're not hearing anything on the news about it, and this is so huge. And let me tell you, one of the things that it also does, back when COVID first started, the World Health Organization kind of cleared China of anything and laughed at the fact that this COVID pandemic could have been created in a lab. Well, we have found out that it was created in a lab. Everything that the World Health Organization said was merely to cover up what China done. And because they're so in bed with China, it also it just brings something to light that I think we need to maybe at least mention. Is it possible that China did this, released COVID on purpose just to see what everybody's responses would be? And they're doing that for future pandemic releases in order to subdue other nations.
Yeah.
I think it kind of goes back to what we were talking about on Sunday on the Doctor and the Nephilim show. I think it feeds into the whole what we were talking about. The world's going to have to be set up and waiting on the Antichrist. There's one change after another change after another change that sets people up to a place where it's not far-fetched.
Yeah.
And I think this is just one more thing.
Yeah, this is one more big thing.
Yeah.
Because, and the reason it's huge is you're giving over your sovereignty as a nation to this is I don't know. I mean, we've done it like I guess a lot of little ways, but you're giving your sovereignty over to a World Health Organization. So you see, we were all trying to fight this thing from a political level. But the WHO is somewhat of a political organization, but really it's outside of the political.
It's
basically outside of even the political arena. And so just like our Congress right now, I mean, if Biden's already pitched it, the only thing our crowd can do is cut, say, okay, we're going to be part of cutting your funding off for your other projects.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, way I understand, and I don't think our House and Senate can technically do anything about.
I don't think they can either.
Biden giving us away to this thing.
No. I think that the relationship between our country and the World Health Organization is merely done through the executive branch and through executive orders. He could just basically give our whole health care system over to the World Health Organization. And unless someone just in a revolutionary way stops him, he can't be stopped. And that being said, if that's the case, and this vote passes, ain't there's the summit's what the 27th and 28th, I think, of May. So that's just in what 10 days or so, and then they're voting on the 28th.
Uh-huh.
And if this thing passes and delegates cast their vote in agreement with that, there's 193 nations that will be affected by this. 193 nations. You then have a globalized healthcare system, and that's just one step away from a globalized economy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, Jason's right. It is leading. It'll lead. It's setting people up for the rule of the Antichrist. There's absolutely no doubt about that. You know, the writing's on the wall, so to speak.
Right.
I still don't know how people have time to think of all this stuff.
That's the truth.
Well, a lot of them don't have sheep and donkeys and chickens and things like that, Jason. They, you know, that's an abnormal lifestyle. And, you know, so this is what they do. Instead of tending to sheep, donkeys, chickens, turkeys, cows, and freeze dryers, what they do is they pay attention to these world events. That's what's going on.
Wow.
That's what.
Wow. I'm sorry you asked that question.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody can have freeze dryers.
That's right. That's exactly right. Oh, boy. But it's huge and nobody's talking about it, Alan. Tell me why the media is not covering this. Tell me why Congress is not up in arms talking about this out loud.
Well, one thing is the sentence has more than five words in it, so that's going to be challenging to some of our news media.
Yeah, that's true.
But because it's you cannot use deductive reasoning. Usually, you used to could use it in coming up with a pretty close answer. But I mean, now we have the backdrop of a man saying he's a woman and a woman saying he's a man. That's her backdrop. How in the world are you going to prove something to be true when there's so much of this this blurring of the lines or the blurring of the truth? So, it's really epidemic. I mean, it's terrible, guys. And so I just wonder how could you have these news feeds. I mean, I'm concerned on why some of the ones we even follow are not saying. I haven't seen yet too much said about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm wondering why is Glenn Beck not talking about us? I mean,
well, he may be, but I haven't
heard of it. Yeah, I haven't heard
of why he's not.
Well, you know, can I just put this in there? This is in line with the same. If we're discussing why this is not being talked about, here's how far to the left our country has went and how far to the left this administration is. We now have, and grab a hold of this, we have Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Bill Maher, all of these guys are actually now the voice of the right. And yeah. From a political standpoint, Alan, they're all three liberals. They're Democrat liberals, but they are now the voice of the right.
Yep.
There's, you know what I'm saying? That's how far to the left that we've went. Elon Musk said that, you know, I think it was today, some paraphrasing what he said, but basically we don't know who the president is. It's whoever is typing the words into the teleprompter and we haven't met him yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I guess what I mean is when you've got elite liberals that's coming out against this administration for their liberal views, that shows you how far we've drifted to the left. There is no center anymore. And that mushy middle is a place that I just, from this point on, I don't want to be there. You it's not going to do any good, if that makes any sense.
Those that were in the middle, the left pushed them into the right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were pushed over the line. They didn't want to be right, right camp. But the liberal, you know, basically, listen, on, you know, on this, you know, at the on the Roe versus Wade thing, they're trying to push a bill through Congress now that will is a whole lot stronger than Roe versus Wade. Yeah. And now I think you've got 51 again it and 49 for it. Is that right? I think that's right, because I think Manchin, he went to the Republican side. And
I'm not sure what the vote count is.
I'm not sure either. I'm not sure either, but I did read that somewhere yesterday where it looks like the legislation they're trying to push through perhaps will not quite make it, but I mean that's not a, if it doesn't, that's not a lot of breathing room. But my point is 100% less Manchin of the Democrats voted 100% voted for this bill, which if you read it, it's just, they're even talking. So I'm not sure this is in the bill, but I read it in the same article that was, which is an article that I would trust. They're even talking about possibly having abortion up to 10 days after birth.
Now, think of that. Think of that. Please tell me what in the world that we that's so insane. We have gotten so insane.
If you have 100% of your Democrats less one voting for that, how in the world?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, used to be you still had a lot of Democrats that wouldn't vote for such jargon.
There's no decency left, Alan. And I go back to this. I know this is repetitive and everybody probably get tired of hearing it, but just shut your ears if you don't want to hear it. But you cannot reconcile your Christian beliefs with the Democrat philosophy any longer. You can't do it. It cannot be done. I don't care what anybody says. You can't do that anymore. You either have to decide you're either going to be on the Lord's side or you're not going to be on the Lord's side. But there is no mushy middle with Jesus. You're either for him or against him.
I totally agree with you. I mean, I've heard you say that before.
He does have to say that.
Well, because it's a truth. It's a truth. It's a sad truth, and it's a sad reality. Tucker Carlson brought up last night, I don't know if y'all got to see this, but he declared this, the protests that's going on for against the Supreme Court and for abortion rights, he said there is a, he said, you don't have to be religious to know that there is a spiritual element behind this. Mm-hmm. Now that's, that was his words. And you really don't, you don't have to be religious to understand this is a spiritual movement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to attack the very life of people. It's to destroy mm-hmm. and kill people. And not only just people, but innocent children that cannot defend themselves.
Yeah, I mean, where is Hark, Hark when you need it? I mean,
yes, exactly. That, this is, this requires a Hark, Hark whereunto and wherefore. Yeah. It really does.
I'm telling you, what?
It's just lunacy. It's lunacy. I don't understand it.
Here's a little bit of sad news. Let's move on to another topic. A little bit of sad news here. Fauci reveals what he would do if Trump is reelected. Now, he is threatening, the other answer is a threat, but he is threatening if Trump's reelected that he would resign.
How would we stand it? How in the world?
Well, he could do a book then.
Yeah, he could do a book.
Maybe we need to invite him on the podcast and let's see if we can't comfort him. I think that we could be a help to him in his time of need.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they asked him, CNN asked him what he would do if Trump was reelected. And he said, they said, would you stay on? He said, well, no.
No, I would actually be fired. So
he should resign if Trump's reelected, because Trump would fire him. I have every reason.
I mean, he's about 181 anyway, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He should have retired back in 1883, but he extended his tour.
Yeah.
And it would also save the government a lot of money. He's the highest paid government employee that we have, I think.
Well, I'll tell you what, Trump responded to Fauci. I guess it was, I don't know if it was his comment or not, but this is a response Trump has had for Fauci. He said, people are tired of hearing Fauci and all of these idiots. quote Trump.
I agree. And the fact that he called them idiots is why everybody don't like Donald Trump. That's what they've got against Trump. But let me tell you something. At some point you got to speak the truth. They are idiots. They're stupid idiots. They're worse than stupid idiots. They're lunatic idiots. That needs to be medicated or something. I don't know how you arrive at conclusions like let's kill babies 10 days after they're born. That's not. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can go into it. You know, I was thinking about that. The progressive left has an agenda, which is climate change. And then trying to attack heterosexuals to turn them into homosexuals. That's their agenda. That is their complete agenda. Climate change and changing everybody's gender are causing them to be different than heterosexual. Now, tell me how that a group with that kind of agenda has such influence over the president of the United States to cause him to make policy around that agenda. But that's exactly what's happening. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening in America.
Let me ask you something else here. I haven't watched it yet. Any of y'all watched the 2000 Mule movie?
I haven't. It's been on my list to do. I haven't got to watch it. Have you got to watch it?
No, I haven't. I watched little parts of it, but we need to watch that. There are Georgia. They're taking that thing serious, it looks like. They're coming to find out there are some states taking that documentary very serious. And some of the secretaries of state and these type people are looking into that probe. And I think there's already been 2 or 3 indictments.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
From what I understand, they actually use the same data and information that police use. It's really interesting. It's really It'd probably be a little bit over Jeff's head from the looks of it. But well, me and you probably get it. Me and you, it's little pictures, yeah. Well, me and you can get it, and we can kind of give them the layman's version, you know.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. At this point where I'm at, I don't know that I want to watch it because I'm so fed up and nauseated with the disastrous, idiotic diplomacy that's going on and words that's coming out of Washington. I don't know that I could stand to learn another truth about how corrupt the whole system is. I'm not sure I can. I think, you know, Rush Limbaugh said one time he was on, he told everybody, he said, look, you need to take a break from the news because it's making you angry. Well, it's done past that in my world. I cannot imagine. And what makes me sicker about it is, and I don't want to, you know, keep beating a dead horse, but you get back to this Roe versus Wade thing, Alan. I've seen comments from people who at one time professed to be Christian, who's posting on their Facebook page that the church needs to get out of their government.
Wow.
And this is their country. It's not the church. And you know, that's coming from people that at one time professed to be followers of Christ. And that's how ridiculously stupid the propaganda that comes out of Washington is. And the corruption that is blinding the minds of people everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to say we've reached critical mass is an understatement. That's an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's no doubt that there was, you know, wrongdoing in the election process. I have no doubt of that. There's no doubt. And it probably reached epidemic proportions. And because of Trump's personality, nobody really took him serious when he was saying that it's you know, they've cheated. And now we're going to find out they did cheat. And still nothing's going to be done because if you're in the political elite, you don't get in trouble.
It doesn't look like it.
No, there's no accountability. There's no accountability for you. So I don't know. It's a mess. We're in a mess. The only hope is Jesus. We need to hide in Jesus.
I'm afraid you're right. It does, but listen, I think we operate better in the mess. We're the mess cleaners, right?
I hope. Boy, this is an awful big. I'm gonna have to go get a big vacuum cleaner. I can tell you that.
Hey, did y'all see where Ron DeSantis signed that piece of legislation that will prohibit protesting outside of residence with the goal of disturbing those who live there?
Oh, really?
I thought that was pretty interesting.
No, I did not.
You know, they've had all
is
these.
A state, just a state law that he's.
Yeah, that's all.
State law he's pushing for. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because there's already a federal law against that. I don't know why it's not being. Well, it's not being enforced because the.
Yeah.
The political left don't want to disturb the protest that's going on. You know, they should be locked up for protesting outside of judges' houses.
Are they really?
They should be arrested, but they're not because the law is not being, you know, they're not enforcing the law.
Right. Oh my goodness. Well, Well, there you go. It looks like it. If you are in power, you do not have to enforce the law unless you want to.
Yep.
Well, there's no accountability. There's just no accountability at all.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of scary, guys. I'll tell you that. It's a scary place to be.
Well, here we are in primary season, too, and I think that Trump's endorsements is like he's like 55-1 or something with his endorsements. I think he's only lost one race where he endorsed a candidate. And today, Pennsylvania's voting. Trump endorsed Dr. Oz, which, you know, I have serious concerns about that, but that's nonetheless, he endorsed Dr. Oz, and that primary is going on today. North Carolina's primary is going on today, and we've got a bunch of voting taking place today. But if things continue to go, there was one analyst that said that the coming midterms, unless something changes, this will be the worst loss of a political party in the history of the country.
Wow.
So I don't know, you know, we don't know yet what's going to happen. But you know what? If even if Congress and Senate changes hands and goes Republican, what do you do about things like this WHO thing that's mainly done through executive action? I don't know. I mean, Congress could defund it, but I don't know the power of executive orders.
Well, nobody can strike down an executive order but judges.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
judges, so, yeah, the yeah. Supreme Court could.
But, so they had to take it to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, yeah. That's my understanding. You wow. have an executive order is technically non, well, it is. It's non-legislation. It's non-legislated. But I think that the federal judges are the only ones that can strike it down. Now, I'll take that back. I think House and Congress perhaps can pass a bill or something stating it not be used or unconstitutional yeah. or whatever, but still, you got to remember the president has the veto power over that.
Yeah, exactly.
So technically, I think you got to go to the Supreme Court. Of course, you know, with all of my, you know, I didn't go to .com school, but I know I have a friend that did.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. And he graduated with honors on the dean's list, may I add.
Yeah. And, yeah. .com school.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. He was.
Exactly.
Now, I don't think an honorable discharge is the same thing as honors. could be, but, no, I mean dishonorable, that's what that was. Listen, Jason, if you get thrown out of .com school,
yeah,
you don't have much going on.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
I was only expelled from .com school because I stood on my principles, whereas others were not willing to do so. I say that in my defense.
If you stand on top of your principle, he's going to expel you.
Yes, the problem is he asked for it, therefore I did it.
So there's another wherefore there aren't thou therefore.
That's exactly right. There's more truth to that than what is known, and I'm not going to divulge that information this time. But I will say honestly, unless something is done to change the trajectory of where we're headed with this WHO thing. With the Supreme Court and the Roe versus Wade, unless something is done to change the course of this inflation rate that we've got, and the food shortage, and the southern border, and there is absolutely nothing that we can think of that we're not in crisis mode over. And unless something's done, we're not going to know which crisis to tackle first.
Well, we'll ask Bill Gates.
There you go.
Yeah.
He'll help.
That is if he doesn't have COVID at the time.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, he's had four shots and still got COVID.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And then
he came out and said, don't forget your booster.
Yeah.
Sure. I guarantee it.
Sugar water doesn't do much.
Yeah, probably doesn't.
Oh, well,
guys, we better.
Been in a mess. It's been in a mess for a long time. And I think kind of the goal is that if we'll stand on biblical principles in God, that we're to be the salt of the earth. And which is an indicator we can have a preserving factor if us Christians, lead out with truth. I mean, truthful. It has a preserving factor. So I think the question is how much truth are we putting out there? And I, you know, the truth is too, guys, I mean, the enemy's really slick, isn't he? I mean, he is. I don't think, does anybody see where in the Bible that demons get to sleep? I mean,
I don't think they sleep.
Evidently they don't, because it seems like to me that they're all pretty much working overtime, it appears to me.
Well, I got to tell you, if you can look around and then come to a conclusion that we're not in true spiritual warfare, then you're just as stupid as those that's leading this country.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Our society, Western society, I guess you could say, is if it's not collapsing, I don't know what you call it. And especially our Christian value system that we are persuaded our country was founded on. We have to say we're taking some pretty good hits, and pretty good licks, and I do, for the life of me, guys, I can't understand this school shooting stuff. Does anybody get that?
Yeah, I don't. Don't know the motive behind. I mean, there's shootings going on now that nobody's even talking about that much. Yeah. Either the man that went into the Presbyterian church in California this past Sunday and shot and killed somebody, and they subdued the guy, some of the church members subdued him and tied him up with a extension cord till the police got him.
Well, they said the preacher hit him in the head with a chair, didn't he?
Well, good. I mean, I don't know. But I do know he killed somebody. And the motive has not yet been released, I don't think, as to why he did it. About what it was or if he has said anything. But I think we'll see even more and more of that. And then the guy that went into the supermarket and shot however many people, 10 people
ten,
died.
Killed 10.
10 killed people 10. Died. I mean,
wow.
This is the kind of lawless society that you get when you begin to wage a war on police officers and you put district attorneys in office that won't put nobody in jail.
Well, it's them guns is the problem.
Yeah. Hark, hark.
About weapons, shot there. You know, you're going to get another wave of, you know, gun control now out of all this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And
backs up the argument that everybody up there is crazy. They're stupid. They went insane. And you know, they graduated from – they need to go to dot-com school instead of these major universities.
I think I'd rather write us – a prescription for Jesus school, not Jesus.
I agree. I totally agree.
But anyway, so as we see these things happening, it is what good is a warrior without a war, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got a war. What we need is warriors to step up. And to, of course, we do it in our own ways, you know, we have a podcast, which I'm sure most of our politicians listen and tune in to Smith and Rowland and Quote. But I mean, everybody can do what they can, you know, everybody can contribute what they can do. And I think the first contribution is we need to get our spiritual lives in order.
Yeah.
Has anybody heard anything on Ukraine? What's going on there? I mean, it seems like that's kind of taken a.
I have not heard.
I mean,
the last thing that I heard coming out of a Pentagon briefing is that everything's right now kind of at a stalemate in eastern Ukraine.
But they're coming up with all this stuff with Putin got cancer and stuff too. You know.
Yeah.
They say that he travels with doctors and. We did hear that he had been on steroids for over a year, and that was reported, which could, have some effect on his mental capacity. Who was it? Mitch McConnell and a couple of other guys from Congress went to Kyiv and met with Zelensky. And so, I mean, there's been some things happening. I know that the weapons that we, I think we just sent another $40 billion in aid to the Ukrainians for weapons and humanitarian relief.
I think somebody did something to put that on hold for a day or two.
Yeah.
Did they really? Yeah.
I just heard it last night. I don't even remember who it was now, Jeff. Well, I mean, it's not like it's probably a measure that's still going to happen, but somehow or another, somebody threw a monkey wrench in the gear.
Well, I know that one of the things that causes that is you present a $40 billion package of aid to the Ukraine, but out of that $40 billion, you don't know how much of it was earmarked to go to the Endowment for the Arts or something like that. And that's what happens in Congress is they put all these other little bills in with that bill and call it a Ukraine bill when it really, a lot of it has nothing to do with Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And yeah. When that happens, Rand Paul and Jim Jordan and some of them guys, they stand against it and good for them. It ought to be a standalone bill when it comes to that stuff.
Did y'all see where Finland is wanting to join NATO?
I think Sweden too, ain't they?
Yeah, Sweden as well. Yep.
Yeah, Sweden too. Yeah.
Yep.
That is wow. That's really, really.
I don't like it. I'd feel better if they somebody else started a go to or instead of NATO go to KG or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's start a new thing.
That's a trick.
Let's see.
Well, yeah. I mean,
well, can I jump ship on you here?
Yeah.
All right. You was talking about the climate change and things there a minute ago, Jeff, and which, you know, that's my little bit of my pet peeve, I guess. But I was just looking here at the feds have issued, they have given a green ticket for green energy, you know. Yeah. They did all this promotion of these wind turbines. But now it's killing so many bald eagles that the federal government has now issued a citation, if you will. It'll be a fine for how many bald eagles that their turbines. They're saying that under a lot of these windmills, it looks like the killing fields, you know, where all these birds are. It's just whacking birds up left and right. And so the government's their gripe, and this is a quote of the government's gripe, I guess, or complaint. It says that the ESI Energy Company is taking eagles without obtaining or even seeking necessary permits. Now, if you get a permit, does that make a bird less dead?
Yeah, apparently it does.
It just makes it more profitable.
Yeah, it says that you got to get a permit for unintentional killings. Oh, that's what abortion is.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. So all you need is a license.
All you need is a permit so you can do unintentional killings. And since they had not obtained that permit, they're going to receive a fine.
Well,
and one company here has been put on 5-year probation and ordered their bill of their fines for not having unintentional killings is now $8 million in fines.
Well, no.
For killing, they have picked up, the citation is because they have picked up 150 bald and golden eagles from under wind turbines. Them birds is pretty expensive.
I'll tell you what, I'm raising the wrong birds. I'm raising the wrong birds.
But now that's the eagle. Is they're not talking about all the other birds.
Yeah. Well, they don't matter. They're not as profitable.
Well, I guess so. Well, whatever. I thought that was interesting. Now, another thing that was pretty interesting is the Biden administration hand smartphones to illegal immigrants.
Yeah, that's more. Been going on. Yeah. Lord help my time.
They also found out where all the baby formula's at. He says that it's down at the border. I mean, seriously, they got a bunch of baby formula giving it to the as they're crossing.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. No.
Now, did course, you know?
The,
did
the
you
satire know that was given was like, you know, that's where it's all going. Ain't where it is. Some going there. Yes.
Yeah. Did you know that, you know, Jen Psaki left the White House? Before she left, she was asked why that they were giving smartphones to the illegal aliens. And she said, well, what other way would we use to track them? Like the illegal immigrants can't turn their phone off. Now, that's how stupid people are.
Well, let me ask you. Here's my problem. If you're walking the roads, where are you going to plug it up?
Yeah, where are you going to charge it?
Yeah. No, you charge it on the Greyhound buses. They take you to Florida.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Well, hard card.
Hard card. Wherefore art thou, illegal immigrants? I mean,
the problem with that statement, I don't have a problem with them giving the phones to the illegal aliens, but it's what she said that makes all the difference. She's like, well, how else are we going to track them? What do you think they're doing to you?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the whole thing is, now she's left the White House and was replaced by, I can't pronounce her name, but she's another woman who's a lesbian. And was touting that yesterday in her first news briefing that this is the first time, you know, for a lesbian to be in such a high up office in the United States government. There's nothing you can do with such stupidity. There's just nothing you can do with that kind of stupidity.
Now, Jeff, you can't end up everybody with being stupid.
No.
I said, you can't fuss at everybody for being stupid.
Well, yeah, I probably could, and probably do a good job at it. There's no other word that you'd say. At some point, you just come to a conclusion that, okay, all of this is just stupid. And unless we get back to simplistic solutions to these what many consider to be complex problems, which they're not complex.
Yeah. The problem is, Jeff, it's not the situation. You got to think about it more like a millennial. You can't be just calling people stupid just because you don't understand it. What you have to realize is your capacity to understand may not be up to the level that it needs to be. You know,
it's, wow.
Well,
Jason Will Smith. You go.
Here's all I can say. I do understand it. What the government wants is for Jason to become a transgender or a homosexual. And if he don't do that, he's at least got to carry a sign saying that he supports killing babies, or he wants to destroy the bald eagle population by building another wind turbine. I mean, that's how stupid the government has become. I understand it perfectly.
Wow. See, I was going to say that this is not the first time a lesbian's been in a prominent position. Bill Clinton was president.
Y'all throwing everybody in the wind turbine. That's what y'all
Can I just bring one thing up here? You was talking about, Alan, we're in warfare, and we are in war, and everybody's got to do their part. I just want to put something in there. There are no conscientious objectors in this war that we're in. There's no conscientious objectors. In other words, I no longer buy into this mentality that you know, that in this kind of warfare, that there are those who are just, they're not soldiers, they're something else. I don't view this warfare as a frontline frontal attack. This is an all out unleash of the enemy's barrage on everybody. it's time for everybody to pick up a weapon and go to war. I'm talking about in the spiritual sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I really believe that. And if we don't do that, us being salt, we have become so diluted as salt that we've lost our saltiness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I really believe that.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt. You know, we don't have the spiritual influence we once had.
No, not at all.
I don't think. And part of the trouble is through Christianity is constantly being invaded by. Hyper religious spirit.
Yes.
I mean, to me, a religious spirit. Hyper-religious spirit's almost better than or worse than no spirit.
Sunday you was talking about, and I believe this. We've had a couple of conversations about this thing, and I'm convinced that you're right about this. I think America is part of the mystery. I think that I really believe that just like the church was a mystery, I think America is a part of that mystery to declare the gospel. If you think in terms of what is it that's coming against America, what is the battle America really faces? Is it from a foreign enemy? The answer is no. We're destroying ourselves from within. Can I tell you, it's a picture of what's going on with the church too. The church is being invaded and the attempt is to destroy the church from within the walls of the church.
Mm-hmm.
It's the prevailing opinions of many of those that are inside the church is what's weakening the stand of the church. I believe that.
Yeah. Well, I think you'll have just take like the church. The church is almost a revolving door, just in that you got younger people coming in and older people dying out. So it's really hard to maintain a standard of integrity. Even in the church, because with each passing generation, the definition of what church looks like changes. But the truth is of God's word, is timeless. In other words, time, one thing we have to always remember is time does not affect God's word. It's timeless.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's the reason it says it's the same, yesterday and today and forever. It's because the word of God is timeless. It's outside of time. So the neat part of that truth is that means it's very reliable and we can directly apply it to today's life. So as we do that with all of these situations we're seeing we'll just say it like it is, from unsaved people, from they might call themselves a Christian, but unsaved people for sure. As we're seeing all of this happen, the church is probably the greatest battleground, even more so than our country. So, because as the church goes, so the country goes. So, the concern is what we're seeing in our country, guys, is because of the weakening of the church. Now somebody's got to stand, somebody's got to carry a standard. Listen, they've got standards in the Olympics. They got standards in the Tour de France. Everything's got a standard where you're trying to hold the highest of quality.
Yeah.
And they're everybody's drug tested. Everybody's da 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 da. Just to hold a standard in Olympic games. Well, if we held part of that same standard at the church, two-thirds congregation wouldn't get through the first drug test, I guess.
That's right.
That might be a little harsh, but...
I don't know.
Hey, can I just read a verse of scripture here?
Yeah.
Listen to this. Everybody knows this passage, and I would encourage everybody, don't just listen to this one verse, but get your Bibles and read the verses following this verse. But I think it's a word for the church and the call of where we need, what we need to do today. It says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Mm-hmm. Where is the good way, and walk therein, and mm-hmm. you'll find rest for your souls.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, we will not walk therein.
Wow.
And then the text goes on. It's Jeremiah 6, verses 16 and beyond. Just keep reading down through there. And I honestly believe that that's kind of where we are as a people. And I think that's the word for the day. You hit on it a minute ago, Alan, when you were saying it's a revolving door and there's a new generation coming. I'm not against the new generation, but I'm really not. But I do believe this. I do believe that we need to ask for the old paths and walk therein. I think that's the call of the day. God really impressed that on my heart Sunday. I was teaching on getting back to the foundations. We've left simplistic truths because of the complexity of the problems we're facing in our day. And because of that, we're misdefining a lot of things because there's such misinformation.
Right. Well,
I'd like to say it that way.
Yeah.
And I do believe we need to ask for the old paths.
Well, the old path, somebody's got to carry an old path. And there's nothing wrong with this. Usually the older generations should hang on to the standards of those old paths, because sooner or later, everybody's an older generation.
Yeah.
But somebody's got to hold these old paths, these old ways. Now, here's part of my problem. I mean, I was a teenager, you know, in the hippie movements and all of that, even though my daddy wouldn't have dared let me done the hippie thing. He'd have took me out of this world. And so, we had the hippie movement. We had all this. I'm almost 70 years old now. And so we had, but here we got in my 60s, I'm 69, and in my 60s, later 50s. I mean, the generation's getting older, right? You're getting older if you're above 55 and 60. And I mean, you're older generation and into 70. And, but it's like, and the reason I brought up the hippie thing, it's like I'm seeing friends of mine that grew up with or whatever. They're still at 72 years old, three, still being a hippie.
Yeah.
So you don't have anybody, they're still trying to be in their 20s or whatever. And I know it's hard for all of us to grow up and grow old, but if somebody doesn't grow up and grow old, my point is, who's going to carry the ancient paths?
Yeah.
That's part of our problem.
Yeah. I agree.
You see, and I'm talking with older generations all the time, and it's amazing. I mean, everybody wants to stay young and healthy. I'm not against all of that. And I'm not against thinking young. You know, I'm not against all that. But at the same time, you got to acknowledge that you're an older generation, and part of your job is preserving truth.
Yeah.
You see, that's part of our job, to pass it on to the next generations. Well, if you lose your deep freezer, you're going to lose all your meat. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you lose these older generations that are to be in the preserving business of truth and the Word of God and the standards, let's call older generations a freezer. That's where you store your meat. That's where you preserve it at, so that it can be utilized when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in some societies, older generations are looked upon, with great honor, because they know that they preserve. And I've noticed in my life, approaching 70 here, that some younger generations come to me wanting to hear what I've tried to preserve. They want to hear it. Some laugh at you, but there's others seeking you out. And so my point is, in going with what you're saying, you know as well as I do, guys, that the Word of God's preserved in the hearts of God's people. It is in a book on pages, but that's not where it's preserved. It's preserved in the hearts of people. It's where God's chosen to preserve it. So if somebody's not preserving it there, how can you pass it on from heart to heart, you see? So I'm all for the ancient paths, but also for the an ancient path is ancient. So that means that I think that the older generations are the ones that I'm very concerned about. I mean, look at our grandfathers and grandmothers. I mean, now they didn't budge.
Here's the difference. They didn't allow culture to define truth. And now we live in a time where people who profess to be people of the truth are trying to apply, at the very least, truth to culture, and they're allowing culture to redefine truth.
Yeah.
And that can't happen. That can't happen. When I'm reading this verse, and I'm reading, ask for the old paths and walk therein. It's an invitation for us to say, Lord, restore the old paths. Yeah. And what were those old paths? I think it's defined in the truth of God's word. Yeah. I do believe it's preserved, as you say, in the hearts of people. In the new covenant, he writes his laws in our minds and hearts. But I do believe we find those old paths in the word of God, not in culture or society. Right. And I do believe that's what's happening in the church.
The thing is, Jeff, this sickness did not start. It's easy to point at the people today, but they're just the young people of today are just the end of the equation for what's been happening for the last 60 years.
Yeah,
the sickness did not start.
I hear what you're saying.
I get what you were saying about, you know, your generation and your parents' generation didn't allow this, but they did. This has been going on since, I mean, for 80 years.
I'll agree with you. What I will tell you is it has progressively gotten worse.
Yes,
down through the years.
Yeah,
and now we arrive at this place where we are now, where we're apathetic, lukewarm, and very, very lackadaisical about the truth of God's word. We want to entertain all of these circumstance and situations about the complexity of people's lives and allow that to define truth instead of just allowing truth to be truth.
But now, can I throw in another 2 cents here?
We're going to be up to 6 cents.
On the other hand, there's some millennials and even younger that are carrying the torch of God with tremendous zeal, tremendous love. There's some young preachers out there now that I think, you know, doing a pretty bang up job, if you don't know the truth, of reaching people and are growing churches. But if you watch them, what they're doing is they're teaching definitely the old paths, as Jeff was saying.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there's the church, a lot of the church, as we're talking about, is doing the stuff. But just don't forget to put a plug in for those that are flat.
I'll even say this, Alan, and Jason, listen to this. Y'all test this, okay? Test this. When I'm talking about asking for the old paths, it hadn't got anything to do with how old somebody else is. It's got something to do with the foundational truths of God's word that's being lost in the hearts of people, whether they're old or young. I know a lot of old people that's just as lukewarm and maybe more so than a lot of younger people.
Yeah.
It's not an age thing. It's not even a generational thing, though I would agree with what Jason said. Down through the decades, we have progressively slipped away, no doubt about that. But it really has nothing to do with how old or young somebody is. It has something to do with how committed we are to Christ and his word.
No, I was just saying with the age, that as you get older, somebody's got to preserve it.
I agree.
Yeah, it's got to be preserved.
Yeah.
Somewhere to give it to the next generation, so to speak.
I agree with you on there needs to be people to preserve. And I also agree with you said, you made a comment a minute ago. You said that there is some young people who seek you out. You remember saying that a minute ago?
Right, correct.
And then there's some who laugh at you and there's some who don't. Watch this. Listen, here's the truth. It would be considered laughable to some people, but watch this. I love like some of the new songs that's come out, you know, in worship. I love some of them songs. Watch this. Here's something else I love. I love how firm a foundation I love Brethren We Have Met to Worship. I love even Amazing Grace. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Do you?
Is that Bethel songs?
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. Okay.
That's my point.
You just proved my point. The heritage is not being preserved. In other words, the heritage is being mocked and laughed at, just like Jason just did. And that proves my point, Alan, of what you said about how young people laugh at you when they come. Know, Jason does the same thing. He just proved my point.
But I'm an old man. That was funny.
I heard that Amazing Grace song from Elevation one time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. But see, do you understand what I'm saying, though?
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
Those songs, just like the old paths, those were the foundational things of the church of today that's been lost. And you can even go back further than that. I understand, you know, Paul the Apostle didn't sing out of a red back church hymnal. I understand that. But what I'm saying is down through time, truth does need to be preserved. It needs to not just be heard, it needs to be obeyed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we've lost that. We've lost that.
Well, yeah, I mean. See, now I'm coming under conviction.
Well, there's no reverential respect for the preserved truth of God in those terms. And if we're wondering why we're so apathetic, that's why.
Well, there's some, you know, it's an amazing thing, but there's some what I'd call a nominal Christian have more respect than those that are in the church and going wide open.
Yeah,
in other words, you know what I'm saying?
They
might be living, you know, open sin and all of the above, but when they do go to church, this is a figure of speech, but if they take their hat off and come in and fold their hands and be very, in other words, to be more reverent doesn't mean, well, you know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying.
What I'm talking about, Reverend, is a fear of God, fear of the Lord. And we all know that we've lost a lot of that. Guys, I'm going to have to run.
I do too.
Out here, and I know y'all have.
Well, the only person that don't got nothing going on today is Jeff, it sounds like.
That's me. Yeah, but I'm not working at all.
When we get off here, Jason, he still keeps talking.
That's exactly right. I just continuously talk. I'm going to start recording it all because the crowds and the masses are clamoring for more of my talking. So I'm going to give it to them. I have decided I'm going to do it.
New word, clamor.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
All right.
See y'all.
See you guys.
Bye. All right. Bye. See you tomorrow. Bye.